Finally, when we're sitting back reliving good times, one of the best times we constantly go back to was our 20th anniversary show.
In the fall of 2018, we gathered all our panelists and a lot of our friends in the Chicago Theater to celebrate lasting about 20 years longer than anybody expected. Here's the grand finale of that show.
We've selected team captains. Congratulations to the panelists with the most ever losses in the history of this show. That would be Brian Babylon,
damn,
Maz Jobrani, and Paula Poundstone.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
First up, Brian, it's your team. What is your team name, Brian?
We are the Illuminati.
All right. Here we go. Fill in the blank. Brian, on Thursday, the Pentagon announced it was sending 800 agents to the border in response to the blank.
The horde of immigrants that was walking to our nation like zombies.
Right. Roxanne, on Monday, a Russian man was charged with conspiring to interfere with blank.
The elections.
Right. Mo, after being released from a prison in Kansas, a man celebrated his freedom by blanking in the parking lot.
After a man was released from the parking lot in Kansas, he celebrated his freedom?
He was released from a prison.
He was released from a prison.
He was released from a prison, and then he went to the parking lot. The rest of you can leave. Mo and I will work this out.
No. So, wait, hold on. No, a man was released from prison. Of course he celebrated.
But what did he do to celebrate in the parking lot?
He committed a crime and got arrested.
He did. He stole a car. Nagin. Nagin.
Yes.
Nagin, on Wednesday, the blank closed 608 points down, erasing the gains made in 2018.
The Dow Jones.
Yes. Tom Baudette, this week a woman rushing to get to a meeting at a mall in China was delayed when she blanked.
I knew I was going to get this question. I knew it. When this guy got out of prison and and he stole her car.
No, she didn't make the meeting on time because she fell into the mall's shark tank at feeding time.
What?
Now, a lot of you are probably asking, why the hell is there an open shark tank in the middle of a shopping mall? And really, your first question should be, is that woman okay, you monsters?
Yeah. I'm
she
glad
is fine.
I didn't know the answer.
She is fine. She swam around with the sharks, which were like, oh my God, they deliver, but they didn't act on it.
This was in China?
This was in China. Where
maybe
they had
that's their version of the show Shark Tank.
That's true. She fell in. There's a bunch of sharks. Mark Cuban. Who knew? Bill, how did Brian's team, the Illuminati, do on our show?
Well, they got four right for 8 more points, and that puts them in the lead.
Wow.
We need it.
Wow.
All right. Next up is Maz Jobrani's team. What's your team name?
Our team is Mount Perf, otherwise known in French as Mont Perf.
Mont Perf. All right, Mont Perf. Here we go. Fill in the blank.
What?
Maz, this week, President Recep Erdogan called on Saudi Arabia to let Turkey adjudicate the death of journalist blank.
Khashoggi.
Yes, Khashoggi. Faith, on Sunday, thousands took to the streets in London to demand a new vote on blank.
Brexit.
Right. Peter, this week, a GOP congressman in Illinois regretfully declined an invite to meet President Trump, saying blank.
Okay, sorry, there was a fish who rode a bicycle in a storm? Is that? No.
No, he said he'd already agreed to march in the Sycamore Pumpkin Fest parade. Roy, following a surprise third quarter profit, shares in electric car company blank jumped by almost 10%.
I don't want to just say one word. I mean, I've been waiting. I'm waiting back there. I've been waiting here. Tesla.
Tara, a waitress at a family restaurant, ended her very first day in the job surrounded by police after she accidentally blanked.
Fainted.
No, she accidentally pressed the 911 emergency call button 348 times. We're all nervous. On your first day at work, you do nervous things. Maybe you click a pen or you reorganize the papers, and then she saw this small button near the register, so she just started pressing it. She kept pressing it throughout the day, never realizing every time she did it, she was calling the police. They ended up surrounding the restaurant with guns drawn. In any event, residents of her town are happy to know that if they need the police, they only need to call 911 348 times, and they'll be right there.
And they will finally show up.
How did Maz's team, Malpeoff, do on our show?
3 points, 6 more, That means they trail Brian's teeth.
All right. Now, yes.
We got this, Danforth Dancers.
All right. So this is Paula Poundstone leading the Danforth Dancers. Bill, how many does Paula's team need to win?
4 to tie, 5 to win.
All right. 4 to tie, 5 to win. Here we go. Fill in the blank. Paula, on Monday, it was reported that the Trump administration was considering narrowing the legal definition of blank.
Marriage?
No, in this case, gender. Amy, on Wednesday, a federal judge ordered election officials in blank to stop rejecting absentee ballots with mismatched signatures.
The great state of Georgia.
In fact, you're right. Adam Burke, a town in Florida, has become the first U.S. city to use a fully autonomous school bus. They celebrated another milestone this week when they became the first U.S. city to blank.
I have fully autonomous school children.
No. We're the first town to have the federal government tell them to stop using the fully autonomous school bus. That's crazy. Luke Burbank, this week Colorado broke $1 billion in legal blank sales, generating $200 million in tax revenue.
Is there a Shark Tank involved?
No. Marijuana, Luke.
Oh, that was my second guess.
I'm sure. And Adam Felber, the wedding of Taylor and Kern Lehman was announced in the New York Post this week, along with the headline blank.
Couple falls into Shark Tank.
No. I married my best friend's dad, and now I'm her stepmom. Yeah. Despite a 25-year age difference and the awkwardness of asking your best friend to call you mom, Taylor says the two make a great couple, noting they like the same music and are both old souls. Mr. Kern is also physically old. Bill, did Paula's team do well enough to win?
No. They did get one right.
One right.
It's Brian. Brian.
Brian's team. Congratulations.
That's it for our summer nostalgia show. Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Langeloth Foundation, supporting justice, equity, and opportunity for all people to foster and sustain safe and healthy communities. Learn more at langeloth.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, supporting those working towards a day when no one has to choose between paying rent, putting food on the table, and protecting their health and the health of others. RWJF.org. And the Arcus Foundation, dedicated to the idea that people can live in harmony with one another and the natural world. Learn more about Arcus and its partners at ArcusFoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. Winner, winner, Peter Gwinner. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our business and ops manager is Colin Miller. Our production manager is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Mike Danforth. Thanks to everybody you heard this week, all of our panelists, all of our guests, of course, Bill Curtis, and thanks to all of you, we made it through more than half the year together. We're going to make it through the rest the same way. I'm Peter Sagal. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next week.